beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrlok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight's podcast: Rewriting Destiny Over the Fate Protocol. Yes, or aka How to Stick It to God. Of all things possible, the most fundamental obstacle evades our attention in our personal lives. I refer to the web of synchronicities in our personal lives. I'm going to lecture on the topic of pursuing personal life karmic reprogramming. So without further ado, let us begin. If I knew then what I know now, my life would be entirely different. Well, that statement should really be a proverb, because it is all too commonly true for the greater majority of us. As for magicians, there is such a lengthy road ahead for all of us to learn, to study, experiment, and put our wisdom and wit to the big test in the world that one is most assuredly doomed to fail overall. As a matter of course, this is specifically the reason I created an Insiders Club for training students in psionics. My personal experiences, including my successes and failures, is included in this club to give younger and fellow magicians a better chance at winning the big game of life. So I might first declare some of the constants in life, those variables which seem to override our greatest of efforts in our earnest pursuits. The first is, of course, the universal literal value we refer to as entropy. Yes, entropy. Out of the ancient darkness of the void spewed forth the matrix realities. Yet before man, the universe was not as we know it today. It was darkness and devoid of light, crystallized and cold, hoarding and constrictive. The universe today is still possessive at its most primordial level of the various protocols and its parameters. Yet there is the ever-expanding polarity of fire, which moves life and the will of man into new frontiers, and through this power we seek new horizons of discovery and invention. Still, the power of entropy is strong enough to undo our wills a greater majority of the time. So strong this primordial force is that even the matter spread throughout, stretched across the heavens in our entire physical universe, is subject to its reign of pure evil. The next area of constraints is outside the realm of universal protocols. This is the personal level each of us must deal with, or simply allow our lives to be controlled by. However, it is at this level of the so-called karmic laws that we have some degree of influence. Now let me be clear. I use the term karma very loosely here. As you will know from following my work, I do not believe in karma per se, but rather that there are certain relationships each of us has to the operating system that we will refer to as the cosmic all, that grand totality of the omnipresent in all universes in our realm of existence, which is indeed intelligence, and a great source of cosmic power that all magicians and psionics operators can take advantage of, and you should. To illustrate some of the constants which hold us back, I might divulge a personal story with my listeners about now. During my early years of meditation and dowsing, and throughout my training with Charles Cosimano, I became adept in the art of divining winning tickets in the local grocery store. Oh yes. Back in the heyday of competitive businesses, we had stores like Ralph's and Albertson's, Vaughn's Pavilions, Theftway, and so on. Well, there was this Ralph's grocery store nearby which had some really good selection of scratch and win ticket machines. They probably should have called them scratch and lose ticket machines, because the greater majority of those tickets were losing tickets. This store had 6 machines total, as I remember it, so I went home and I drew out a map. In time, however, I became so good at doing this that the cashier started to look at me funny every time I cashed in a ticket. A winning ticket. In time, I decided to aim for bigger games, such as the California Super Lotto. Now, I'm not recommending gambling. If you have a gambling problem, please consult your local so-and-so for help. No, that was before it became the Super Lotto Plus. It was just simply the California Super Lotto, and basically you had 6 numbers that you would choose. There was no mega number or any of that nonsense. Well, on one day, I succeeded in getting every single number defined for what would have been a winning lottery ticket for millions upon millions of dollars. I think it was up to $80 million around that time for the total prize. So what happened? Well, love and romance happened, thunder and lightning. My girlfriend and I found ourselves in the heat of an unprecedented argument, which ultimately left such a sour mood that I literally felt unlucky about even stepping 1 foot outside of our door. Well, as soon as I remembered that I had forgotten to purchase my ticket based on the numbers that I doused, I decided, oh, what the heck, let's see what the television says, and wait for those lottery results. You know, back then they would have these little balls that would fall down on the screen and show the lottery numbers. And I had my numbers written down on a piece of paper, so What happened next is absolutely phenomenal. I sat there watching each one of the numbers I had selected with my dowsing, and hours upon hours of preparation and meditation and magic. And so what I see is popping up on the screen of the television are essentially the result was that I had divided the entire set of 6 numbers to an exact match. So what was my problem? Well, as I said, I never went to purchase that ticket. So I did some thinking about my life in general and why these sort of things were manifesting in such an adverse outcome to my benefit. I mean, each trend that I created through friends and coworkers, each thing I did for business and so on, always seemed to, well, either not benefit me too much or would fall into the hands of somebody else benefiting from my ideas, my work. And so I was puzzled, perplexed, you might say. And in one session of dowsing, what the answer might be to this problem, I was using my alphanumeric chart, as designed by Charles Cosimano, my former mentor, may he be blessed. I received a single word in answer to my question, and this word is simply thus: enigma. Well, that answer in itself set me off nearly throwing my pendulum like a dart or a stiletto across the living room to be stuck in the wall. Frustrating as life is when we are incredibly young, I have to tell my students that practicing being a little reserved is good to start early on because, quite frankly, things do not get any easier for us as we age and grow old. No, far from it. There are new surprises waiting for us. And some of these surprises which occur later on in life, you know, after our body's warranty is spent, utterly spent, these can be quite expensive to resolve by contemporary medical means. So do try to be calm and cultivate as much as you can, you know, be reserved as much as you can in this pursuit of the mysteries, albeit it's better to have a good laugh at ourselves now and then instead of being altogether too serious. Treat life as, well, sort of a joke, and you'll be happier. And maybe then your arteries won't harden up. All right, so there are some other examples of the fates working against us. Again, a personal example of mine here is when I worked for a prestigious engineering company as their technical documentation specialist. Yes, back in the heyday, my career ahead of me utterly ruined. I was asked by the senior engineer to come up with some juicy, out-of-the-box kinds of concepts. That's because most of them could not think outside of the box. As a means to moving me into the other department in the company, where the design engineers were, where they worked on top military projects behind closed doors. I think I only worked on one top military project. And no, I can't talk about it. Well, I did come up with a well-thought-out idea and something entirely new. So what happened? Well, first of all, I had to put up with the more liberal Democrat types on the one hand, who wanted to give my job to this foreigner intern student who did not deserve my job. Then on the far right Republican side of the company, I was put hard to work producing ideas that the managers would simply snatch up, and then at the end of what was going to be an additional 5 years of contracts for me, just for me, I was let go in less than a year. They were going to pay for everything. I mean, talk about education, not just outside the company, but when you work at a company, like an engineering company, they actually have the teachers, the instructors, come to the company, and they have a special room within the company reserved for teaching things like Six Sigma and predictions and different types of engineering, whether these people are coming from medical, IT, or even from NASA. They will come to this room and instruct engineers and other personnel in how to do our job better and introduce us to new technologies, new ideas, and new methodologies. But I digress. Now, my performance on the job was stellar, as far as I remember. Anyone working at that company could tell my listeners today that I was a very appreciated and praised technical writer and a pretty good troubleshooter in the area of machines and process procedure improvements, but I was a thinker outside of the box, and I was not one of them on either side of the fence, left or right. I'm referring to the conservatives who took my ideas and gave me the pink slip, as well as the other end of the company, which was overly sympathetic to a rather lazy intern who did nothing but watch Arnold Schwarzenegger parodies on YouTube while I had to work hard next to this guy solving problems and taking complex operations and converting these into easy-to-understand instructions and processes for all levels of expertise as well as the average person to understand. So what is going on here? That was my big question. And I'm sure there are others listening now who can relate to what I'm talking about. What is this snag we always hit? It couldn't be my skills, or lack thereof, or lack of social influence, which was holding me back from achievement, for certainly I was an achiever in so far as producing great work, and my relationships with most people at the company, 9 out of 10, was pretty good. Yet there were other levels of my life which were held in check by the fates which I could not fully understand in my earliest of days. For instance, I struggled through martial arts as a 6-year-old, achieving my belts as I progressed in training and working hard at whatever the instructor told me to do. I had 3 instructors, I think. My family left the country for some years and I had to give up that martial arts. Well, when we returned to America, I took up the same martial art at the exact same dojo with the same instructors. I was told to start again from the lowest belt, being white belt, which I had no problem doing. I didn't mind starting over from the beginning. In fact, it made me better at what I was doing. It's always, you know, not to go off on a tangent here, but it's always good to go back and practice the basics. I tell that to my Psionic students all the time. Go back, practice your basic meditation, practice your focus concentration, and make your mind do what you want your mind to do. Again, I worked my way up through the various belts in martial arts, yet on the day I was to receive my 4th belt in the discipline, well, my mom pulled me out of the dojo, informing my stepfather that I was getting too skilled in art for fighting, which was true. But that move that she made also stemmed my path from a consistent discipline, and in many ways, my self-discipline, which had become incredibly important to me. And the reason for that is that that sort of discipline of the self at an early age does not present itself to us in quite the same way when we are in grade school, in a grade school classroom, 4th, 5th grade, day in, day out, and it's full of goof-offs, goofballs, and bully kids, and teachers who shouldn't be teachers at grade school. So my martial arts class was a place for me to get to know myself and my limits, and then break those limits and train up. It was also great meeting an older person who was my martial arts instructor, who I got to know very well. He was a good man. I thought on these things throughout my life, these snags and holdbacks. I pursued the pathworking of the runes, as outlined by Edred Thorsson in his publication of The 9 Doors to Midgar. And I continued what I had learned from my old mentor, Charles Cosimano, for some decades, and I pursued meditation, magic, and psionics with great earnestness. After so many years of working and seeing results manifest, actually succeeding, then coming to realizations where I ultimately failed to see the opportunities open as a direct result of my operations, I realized that a lot of work has to be done to make the individual very wise hard to the ultimate magical lifestyle. Same thing as living, say, a martial arts lifestyle. What you eat, how you exercise, what is your mental stability, your philosophy and commitment to practice, how reserved you are. I mean, you wouldn't want to go train in martial arts and just start a fight with everybody on the street, right? I mean, there's a lifestyle. Same thing with magic. There's a lifestyle. This magical lifestyle is essential to the overall success of a magician and even to a psionics operator. Perhaps even more so for the latter. In essence, there are invisible protocols, parameters. I'm talking about things I've discovered. Sorry, I should have given you that headline there. What I discovered in the long run, I should say, is that there are invisible protocols, parameters, programs, subroutines, and all manner of spirits, thought forms, and other minds that our individual wills must contest with day in and day out. And above all else, we have our own worst enemy, our best friend also, right in the back of our heads. About the subconscious mind, the little brain. This relationship between the hemispheres of the brain as well as the front brain and the back brain, and then the first brain at the level of the solar plexus chakra is important for each of us to take some interest in working with to a degree of perfection, to be the best that we can be as a mindful human being and as a psionics operator. Essentially, we learn to turn our whole body in our brain, the powerful computer in our head, into a psionic machine. And we are the pilots of this machine. So you might see yourself as a psionic mechanoid walking around in power armor. Fortunately, our machines, our radionics and prayer boards make doing this lifestyle a whole lot easier than the alternative of traditional magic disciplines. And by the way, I've met some folks from high orders and various societal, high ranking standing. And even these folks from various orders have not mastered all of their own life lessons. Many flaws, just things people overlook about themselves. With my psionics training in the Verloc Insiders Club, all of my students benefit from the resources I have written, videotaped, audio recorded, and of course my free beginner's documents to download, the beginner's page inside of the club, the club exclusive shop, and most popular of all, my personal messaging system for consultation on materials and the psionics philosophy. Psionics philosophy is very important. If you want to learn about that, I need you in my club at verloc.club. The bottom line is that I do not wish for any of my listeners right now to pass up the opportunity of a lifetime to learn from old Verloc here. I am the first student of the legendary psionics master, Charles W. Cozumano. Our goal is to rewrite what is within the matrix reality for each of us, individually, and at some point even change the entire world, the world circuit, so that no person will ever feel imprisoned in this labyrinth that's been allowed to run society amok for thousands of years. That is, of course, many years into the future, at least for the latter pursuit. For now, it is suffice that each psionics operator learn as much as he or she can from the experiences of more seasoned psionic wizards. I hope you'll choose to follow me. Join my club at verloc.club. Thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight, and until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.